The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the National Transport Authority must take the lead in delivering a clear public transport plan when concerts take place across Dublin, and I imagine other cities as well, a Fine Gael TD has said. Deputy Grace Boland says concertgoers are often left stranded after major events because of the lack of reliable and cohesive public transport. We're joined by Grace Boland now. Grace, what prompted you to issue this statement?
So I'm a concert fan. I love going to them. But the reality is, Shane, I live in Skerries. I stopped going to Marley Park because it's so difficult to get home and the public transport. The trouble, public transport just doesn't meet our needs. Now, firstly, I have to acknowledge that there have been some improvements this year. There are a couple of extra Irish Rail services. There is the expansion of the Concert Express service. And maybe I'm a little sore because it doesn't serve Skerries, Bobriggan, Rush or Lusk. But I suppose there have been some improvements. But what I would really like to see is that when a big event is agreed, when planning is approved, that the NTA would coordinate a transport plan with operators, with the promoter, with the local authority. And when you get your ticket, you know about those extra services, or you'll know shortly after about those extra services. Recently, a friend of mine lived in Garrettstown, went to the train, got the train, got the Dart to St. Dan's, and left early to make sure she could get the commuter train home, got the Dart into Connolly Station, and the commuter train actually stopped at the Dart station. If she'd known that, she wouldn't have left early, she wouldn't have gone to Connolly, but there's no communication. And we have to be clear with people. We have to make sure that transport, getting home, isn't the part that people dread about going to a gig.
Yeah, there have been some pretty high profile examples recently of other people going to gigs and kind of being left. The David Byrne concert, for example, in St. Anne's Park, and it lashed rain. I heard numerous reports of people saying couldn't get a taxi, couldn't get public transport, and it was just kind of miserable at the end, despite it being a brilliant concert.
Yeah, and it's a real pity. Like, I don't think Concert Express was running any bus services from St. Anne's into the city centre that night. And if it had, it may have met the demand of some of the people. Now, the one thing I would say about Concert Express is, though, to get from the city centre to Marley Park this weekend for the Olivia Dean concert is €30 return.
Yeah.
And while I very much welcome the service, you know, that's a serious premium. And if you're bringing your family with you, you know, that really adds up. And I'm just not sure that that is the solution to the public transport problem, offering a service with such a premium, while it is very welcome.
If you don't live in the Ballantyre area, Marley Park on the south side of Dublin, it's really hard. I'm going to Olivia Dean this weekend. To be honest, I bought the tickets when it was on in Fairview. Now it's on in Marley Park, and I feel like I'm planning an invasion. Basically, I have the maps out, I'm trying to plan how I'm going to get to Marley Park.
And that's the thing, you know, we are attracting fantastic headline acts and sporting events to Dublin, and we need to make sure that our transport and our public transport ambition meets what we are doing in terms of the events. You know, if you had that one pager telling you what Lewis services were running, what shuttle buses were running, what Dublin buses services were running, what Concert Express services were running, it would make your planning so much easier.
Yeah, and look, I mean, the reality, and this is a text has come in for someone, went to St. Anne's Park for a concert, fantastic location. However, no Dart or commuter northbound for 1.2 hours. I don't know if that's 1.5, but anyway, over an hour. Southbound every 5 minutes for the last 4 Darts left the station empty while we waited in the lashing rain with one shelter for 16 people. Northside bias, obviously more people going into town, says this person. Mark in Limerick says, I've stopped going to Dublin for gigs because of lack of transport. Been stranded in Marley Park and St. Anne Park. Never again. Joke shop. Says Mark. I mean, look, fair play to the private companies for putting on that the transport links, but this is something really public transport companies should be providing, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Now, to be fair, the Concert Express is actually a Dublin bus service, but it's a Dublin bus service with a serious premium. And, you know, we need to see an expansion of that service to make sure that it is serving more towns, that it has buses into the city centre from the likes of St. Anne's.
Yeah.
But I really think that the premium being attached to a public transport provider is too high. And the demand is there, and that's why the services have expanded this year. There is a serious demand. People really want to go to these gigs, but we have to make sure that we are planning, that we put as much emphasis into the public transport planning as we do into crowd control, into security for these gigs. You know, we shouldn't be talking about the dreaded journey home.
Just got a text from a Dundalk listener saying that they're heading up to Olivia Dean at the weekend. The Halfpenny bus is running a concert bus, €25 return, cheaper than Dublin bus ops. That's really good value from Dundalk, like compared to £30 in Dublin.
And so if a private provider can run that service from Dundalk, why is Dublin Bus charging such a high premium for its services? You know, there's definitely a question there that I'll be following up with the NTA.
Okay. Do you see anything happening? Do you see this actually making a difference?
So in fairness, you know, the services have improved this year, but what we really need is that joined up thinking. And it is something that I am going to keep hammering home with the NTA and with the public transport providers, because it would just make people's lives so much easier. We need to have that plan when you buy your ticket, so that you don't have to worry about how you're going to get home, when the service is, whether you need to leave early, will you be able to catch up with the Lewis or whatever connecting service that you're looking for. So it's really essential that the NTA put some effort into this and works with the providers. It's great we're adding additional services. It's great the commuter line might make a stop at a Dart station the nights these are on. But unless we're actually telling event goers, you know, less and less people are going to buy tickets.
Yeah. OK. Any advice on how to get from Phibsworth to Marley Park on Sunday night?
I hope it doesn't rain.
I'm kidding. But listen, you make very valid points. Thanks a lot for joining us, Deputy Fine Gael Deputy Grace Boland there. Lots of text coming in on this, Ciara.
Oh, huge. Simple, make it part of granting the licence for the concert and make MCD, etc. responsible for putting the info together and joining the dots, says Caroline.
You're very funny. Public transport to concerts, try living in rural Ireland. Well, ironically, based on some of the texts I'm getting, it seems to be easier. There seems to be more services or cheaper services from outside Dublin to Dublin concerts.
Someone else says, we went to Pulp in St Anne's Park in Raheny 3 years ago and there weren't enough darts and they all terminated at Connolly and Madding. I do think on big events like this that our existing public transport system should step up. If I am not incorrect, I think there might be, and our listeners will know the answer to this, is the S8 bus, the actual Dublin bus, does that not go from either Dunleary or Monkstown to Marley Park on its way to City West? I think it's one of those transorbital bus routes.
Yeah, there are some buses.
And I think that's probably £3.
Yeah.
So that's probably the way a lot of people...
And I think the 16 bus goes out that way. The problem is getting home. Often there is a long wait.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.